Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's time for Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor.
Thank you for joining me today on Faith to Live By. This is Sue Taylor. You know, the number 7 is very prevalent throughout the Bible. In fact, the number 7 signifies perfection. And there are many scriptures depicting the number 7. Why the number 7 is so important to God remains a mystery, unless it is because it signifies when he rested from all his work. And the word says he was pleased with the work of his hands. Therefore, he rested after the completion of all his work. And then, again, there are many scripture references to the number 7, besides at the creation. So I have entitled today's program, The 7 Attitudes of the Spiritual Life that is Opened for Us. You know, we, first of all, are to have open hands for benevolence. We are to give to those in need. Deuteronomy 15:8 tells us, "But thou shalt open thine hand wide unto him," speaking of the poor, "sufficient for his need in whatever he lacks." Beloved, I pray today that one of your spiritual attitudes today would be that you open your hands for benevolence, whether it's a smile, a kind word, just a setting and visiting with someone, or actually giving from your abundance, that you will have your hand open to give. This is a great attitude to have in the spiritual life, that we are givers and not always just takers. Secondly, another attitude of the spiritual life is that we are to open our eyes for vision. You know, just as Elisha prayed in 2 Kings 6 that the eyes of the young man, Elisha's servant, be opened that he might see the army of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha, so we should pray that God would open our eyes to see the vision of deliverance that he has for us in great times of conflict and trial. Not only for us, but for those that we know are going through conflicts and trials. God wants to deliver them. He wants to deliver us. And we must ask him to open our eyes to see his delivering strength and power. Thirdly, another attitude of the spiritual life should be that we are to open our ears to hear. You know, many times we want to talk, but we don't want to listen to what the Spirit is saying, or even listen to other people to see what really is in their heart. Psalms 40, verse 6 tells us, "Sacrifice and offering you do not desire, nor have you delight in them. You have given me the capacity to hear and obey." You know, beloved child of God, if we do not have the capacity to hear what the Spirit of God is saying in us and through us and through other people and through his word, it will be difficult for us to obey. God gave us the capacity here so that we may obey him out of a loving heart. But before we can hear to obey, we must be listening for that still small voice in which he wishes to speak to us. God does not shout from the rooftop, he speaks from the cellar of our inner soul. Ask God to give you the capacity to hear his voice. Fourthly, another spiritual attitude that we should develop in our lives is that we are to open our lips to testify or to witness. Psalm 51:15 tells us, "O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise." Do you know that we become stronger when we open our mouths in witness of the things that our Lord Jesus has done for us? We must learn to share more of what God is doing, not what he's going to do, but what has he done for you, beloved? What is he doing for you this very hour? This is how people become excited about God and his provision for us, his people. Another spiritual attitude is that we are to open the windows of our heart for prayer. You know, Daniel made it his habit of opening his window toward Jerusalem and praying three times a day upon his knees. When we pray, we can open the windows of our heart by confessing known sin and asking Jesus to forgive us for any unknown sin and secret sins, and ask him to forgive us for any and all unknown or any known sin. Because we have Jesus living in our hearts. And as we open the windows of our heart and let Jesus really in, we see great answers to our prayers. Years ago, I had the privilege of learning how to pray with an elderly, godly woman. And always before we would pray in her bedroom, down on our knees, she would go over to the window. She would raise the window somewhat and say, "Get out, devil. We are going to do business with God." That has so stuck with my mind and heart over these years, how she would not pray until that window was open and she commanded the devil of hell to depart and flee from her place of prayer to her God in heaven. Also, our attitude, a spiritual attitude, should be that we are to pray for open doors of service. Just as Paul found an open door to preach the good news of Christ in many places, so we are to pray that God would grant us an open door of opportunity always to share the good news of Jesus Christ. And one of the greatest ways, beloved child of God, that we can share the good news is to walk and live and abound in the joy of the Lord in Christ, Savior Jesus Christ. Lastly, we are to pray for open hearts to hear God's message. No matter how old we are or how long we have walked with God, He always has a new message for us if we will ask Him to open our hearts to hear what He is saying, either through His Word, through servants of God, or through our minister. God wants our hearts to be prepared to hear His message. Just as God opened Lydia's heart in the book of Acts to hear the message, so we should ask God to open our hearts to hear the message of Jesus Christ and the good news. The number seven is so prevalent throughout Scripture that it continues to teach us that there are also not only seven attitudes of the spiritual life, but there are seven figures used to express Christian influence and responsibility. And that is being witnesses, testifying of God's grace and goodness. Secondly, being salt in this world, which symbolizes preserving. Thirdly, being light, which is to illuminate God's grace. And being branches bearing fruit. And being letters instructing as we simply live our lives. And six, being ambassadors representing Christ. And finally, being good stewards, distributing that which is needed in this world. Lastly, you know, I think the number seven signifies that there are 7 days in each week, and we are to serve Him faithfully every day of the week, not only on Sunday, but each and every day of our lives. And this, beloved, will give you faith to live by.
You've been listening to Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor. If you would like to write with your comments or to request a copy of this program for an $8 donation, write Sue Taylor, 10827 Highway 86 East, Neosho, Missouri, 64850. Sue Taylor is a member of the KNEO team and a keynote speaker at several church and women's events throughout the four-state area. To book Sue for your next event, contact Sky High Radio at 417-451-5636.